Well, I see it's about time for us to begin our week's Joy Boys programs here. We have everything all lined up. Willard is just checking over the music now, so we should
Bobby
be ready to go any moment.
You know, the same way you've been doing it.
And we hope that everybody's had a very pleasant weekend.
I'll get the door.
Well, we're on the air. Tell them we're on the air and come back later, will you? We have an interesting program this evening.
Are you the walker?
And, yes, sir, we're on the air now, if you don't mind.
I'm from Fink, Radigan, and Fink, stockbrokers.
Stockbrokers?
I'm Charlie Fink.
I see. Well, Mr. Fink, could you come
back? I'm a big fan of this show.
Well, that's very kind of you.
My wife and I usually pick up our young kid, you know, and he has to stay after school every night.
Oh, I see.
I pick him up and we bring him home and... sort of a togetherness project. We dig you guys on the radio.
That's very nice, sir, but we're ready to go.
I love that sodbuster.
Sure. Well, listen, if you'd call us and make an appointment with our office, maybe we could set up, and we could get together in this.
Now, the reason if I could burst in here like this.
Yeah, well, you already have.
I wanted to call your attention to the fact that we have a non-listed stock. You guys have sort of endeared yourselves. You see, my wife and I have reasonably...
Can't you see, we're just about ready to go on the air. The engineer is waving frantically.
Hi there. Yes.
You get out of here. We're trying to play the scene.
Mr. Walker.
Yes.
Just
well, I'm going to have to ask you to leave, Mr. Fink.
Let me just tell you. Wait a minute before I go. Come back. Whale ink. Whale.
Who wants anything with whale oil? I don't understand that. Play the theme, will you, fellas? And yeah. Let's.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Time for the Joy Boys for Monday evening. This is Ben Walker.
That's the way I like to start.
Direct is right, yes, sir.
Hey, we got a letter here that's really cute, I think. This thing, see, it says mailed in the Pentagon. Looks like they're real proud
of Pentagons.
It.
Like, I
mailed
see
in
that.
A jail or something.
Yes.
Pentagon, I can just see it. What if Alcatraz has a stamp like this? Mailed in Alcatraz. This is a very cute letter. Thank you. To get the complete. Thank you, sir. I'll read this letter on the air. Dear Scott and Walker, I am a constant listener to your Joy Boy show, not of my own accord, I might add, but because my father and brother are crazy about...
Thank you.
And I mean crazy. Therefore, I am taking the responsibility as a representative of the Shipbuilders Association of Washington to name you two the two biggest bulkheads on radio.
Hey, how about that? Well, that's
fine. This is cute. Sincerely, sister of a Joy Boys fan, Cy.
Very nice.
Cy, that's a boy, Cy.
Hey, boy.
Hmm?
Yeah. What do we have coming up on the program this evening?
Two lawsuits here? And a pension. I don't know how he got here.
You're getting to me, Cy.
Well, we're trying to. Hmm? Now, we have Sammy Skin, Arthur Codfish, and also coming up this evening will be another little interesting feature. Gordon Greenthumb, in honor of the first day of spring.
Thank you again, boys. Look, before you throw me...
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute.
I'm sorry that we had that trouble with that Mr. Fink, but, it's just the way... open the door. It must be somebody.
Look, being a stockbroker, now,
Mr.
we wait Fink. Just 1 minute?
Mr. Fink.
I've got... Look, Walker, calm down. Beads are first brace on your head there. Look, will you wait a minute? Look, there's a new stock on the market called...
Get out of here.
Whale Incorporated.
Get out.
Play a record, will you, George? Pardon me. Ralph Martiri in the orchestra. Dig a dig a do, that's called. All right.
What's that noise?
I don't know. It sounds like it's coming from down the trash can. Just a minute. Go, you continue.
Yeah.
Who's in there?
I dig a dig a do there.
Hey, let me out of here for a minute. I'm going to tell you guys, but please, let me out of here.
Mr. Fink.
Who is this?
Look,
boys.
How did you get in the trash?
Would you guys please do me a favor? I've been listening to you for so long, and I go for your stuff. I think you're great.
I hate to lose a listener.
Will you listen? I've got a hot stock deal. It's called Whale Incorporated. The stuff is opening at 2 tomorrow morning. It hasn't even been listed yet. $2 a share. It's a sure thing.
$2 a share?
Look,
must be ridiculous.
You want to buy 100? I'm letting you in on it.
No,
I
don't want to buy 100 shares of Whale Incorporated.
I'd like to have some stock, but I mean, I've never heard of it, and I beware of strangers.
I know strangers.
You're going to have to leave and come back after we're off the air, don't you see?
All
that?
Right,
you're wrecking
I told you, Whale Inc.
All right, let me get my drum. Excuse me there, buddy. Get out of here. Get out of the way.
Who was that fink in the door there?
That was a fink. It was Charlie Fink. He's a stockbroker.
Yeah, let me set the drums up here.
Well, about time to drop your cymbal on this. Just what you did. This is Sammy Skin, our musical drummer.
I do.
Monday at this time, Sammy brings...
I brought my relative with me this evening. I'd like you boys to meet Herbie.
Herbie?
He's my New York cousin.
Hi, flinging that in.
Hello, Herbie.
Hi, Herbie.
Sound like a hep cat, huh?
Man, I play at the east side, the west side, all around the town in New York.
I have brought Herbie down to... he sings a mean...
Don't yell so loud.
Huh? Excuse me, Herb. I brought Herbie down because he sings a terrific lyric, and it gives me a chance to show off my drum virtuosity. And,
Sammy, I don't think this guy can sing.
Oh, believe me, he can. He told me he could.
That's right.
So if you're ready now, we're going to do it. I'm tired of the same old jazz all the time anyway. So, already? I'm going over here now. Herbie, what tempo do you want it at?
Man, this is what we call the A Tempo Adagiano.
Okay, here we go. Ready? Here we go. Whatever you're asking for,
excuse me, swinging daddy.
I think you overdid it, Herbie.
I got my microphone caught in my mouth. Would you take the mic out?
No, I'm going to leave it there. This way you won't be saying anything.
The microphone is in my mouth.
I'm sorry.
In the meantime, we bring you an interlude of organ music.
I think we could use it, yes.
Get that microphone out of my mouth.
Here I go again.
Well, there you go with Dinah Shore and Nelson Riddle and Taking a Chance on Love.
The F.W. Bolgiani Corporation takes pleasure in presenting Gardening with Garden Greenfield. Week at this time, beginning now this first day of spring, the National Broadcasting Company presents Gardening with Gordon Greenthumb, our WRC horticulture expert. And here he is, fresh in from his hibernation series, and welcome back, Gordon Greenthumb.
Yeah. Spring has sprung, the grass is riz. My scotch and soda has lost its fizz. I don't understand.
Gordon, apparently you must have had quite a winter.
We partied it up, yes. There was nothing to do outside in the garden, so we just lived it up, you know.
Well, many of your fans are waiting now because, of course, spring is here, and it'll be time to get out and work in the yard and fix those little potted plants up and do all sorts of things around the house.
Of course.
Now, tell us, first of all, the one question that most of our listeners have on the tip of their tongue is, what do you do about crabgrass? How did you solve this problem?
Well, it's a problem, all right, but I solved it very simply. I just cemented in my whole backyard.
Another listener writes us this question, Gordon, as far as the spring is concerned. One of her favorite flowers is the Hylophilitheus rhododendron phthisia flower.
Lovely flower.
What's the biggest problem about this flower?
Ordering it. Nobody can understand you at the drug at the store, you know. They just don't, they're not very sharp.
A lady listener from over in Rock Creek Park sends this one in. She says, I'd like to know how in heaven's name can you avoid getting backache? All winter long, I've been inside and haven't had a chance to exercise. Now that spring comes around, the first week is miserable because I get back aches and pains and neuralgic emotions.
Well, of course, everybody is out of condition after not working in the garden all winter, and I will show you very simply how we can avoid back aches.
How's that?
Well, first of all, you take your hoe.
Take your hoe.
Your rake.
Your rake.
Your shovel.
Your shovel.
And all the dirt.
Yeah,
and you just throw it.
Yeah.
Right outside.
Then your advice to all the gardeners and would-be gardeners listening today, to get expert care and to do the best you can to fix your lawn would be...
Look up in the yellow pages for a professional gardener and give him a buzz and forget this do-it-yourself.
We've been Gardening with Gordon Greenthumb, presented each Monday at this time during the spring season.
After all is said and done...
R.D., been by the Johnny Man Singers here on the Joy Boys program. Excuse me, Willard, I'll get this. Hello, Studio 3.
Hello, Mr. Walker.
Yes, who is this, sir?
This is Charles Fink.
Mr. Fink, I told you.
Don't hang up.
Yeah.
Look, as I've told you boys before, I'm a great admirer of your show.
The flattery won't get you anywhere, Mr. Fink.
Our stock brokerage firm has the inside track on the most fantastic deal ever to take place in the stock market, Whale Incorporated. Okay. It's opening at $2, and it's going to come on the market tomorrow. If you hurry up now and buy, you can make yourself.
I have no use for Whale Incorporated. What is this, whale oil? Is that what it is?
It's a process, a byproduct that goes into Madame Frankenstein's hair oil.
Yeah, well, listen, I'm sorry, Mr. Fink, but if you want to conduct business with us, you're going to have to see us during our office hours. Goodbye, Mr. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, for the interruption. And now we continue with our next feature.
I don't hear anything. Oh. In the Blue Ridge Mountains of Virginia, summer relief engineers go.
And now, Tax.
Wait, I hear. Hello, hold it.
The greatest name in form brings you Arthur Codfish Todd.
Hello.
And now, here he is.
Along with this.
Arthur, the old form himself, Codfish.
It popped in. This is Arthur Codfish speaking to you from the farm down here in Meatball. We're working this two-way line again.
Hey, Meatball, speaking from New York, Arthur, can you hear me?
Loud as a... Turn it down, fellas. I can hear too loud now.
They haven't done this in a long time,
Meatball, and it's... how is everything in New York?
Oh, it's as good as can be expected under the conditions, Arthur. I understand you were socked in by bad weather this morning, right, Arthur?
I was socked in by the neighboring farmer last night. Hey, Meatball...
Yes, Arthur.
Did you get the note from the NBC front office?
Yes, I did, Arthur.
Did you tell Carmel and the Magoo sisters about it?
Yes, they all quit, Arthur.
They've all finished.
Yes.
Well,
new format, Arthur.
New show, I guess, Meatball.
Do I fit in this format, Arthur?
Listen, that's why I left you in New York to take care of everything. I can't stand that kind of music myself.
I wish you were here, Arthur, because after all, we...
Is it about time?
Yes, it's about time.
All right, bring on the new talents.
All right, and now here they are, the Monotones, ladies and gentlemen, the Monotones.
The network has never had stuff like this before. What do you say, Meatball?
This is what's left of the NBC Radio Network, Arthur. I've got to get out of here. They're coming out to me. I'm good for you.
Well, that's good music. That was the very sunny...
You fellas, I hate to bust in on you like this, but I got a bulletin from the newsroom. Daddy Sawbuck's reporting, folks. Whale Incorporated, a new stock that just went on the market this evening at 2 points, is now up to 800. That's right, folks. The most fantastic stock.
Daddy Sawbuck, what was the name of the stock?
Whale Incorporated.
Did you hear what the guy said?
The guy was trying to sell us.
Get that fake down the hall.
Too late. I already bought 1,000 shares.
Come on back. Here's my money. I've got all the money you need. Bye.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, that's it for the Joy Boys program for this evening. Till tomorrow, Ed Walker here. That's Willard Scott.
We just lost $7,000 because we didn't listen to that guy.
Well, that's too bad.
The first hot tip we had in 6 years.
This is Charles Stafford reminding you that this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas. I just bought 1,000 shares of Whale Incorporated.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Mac McGarry was farsighted and bought 700 shares of Whale Incorporated tonight on the NBC Radio Network.
Well, oil, that is.
2, 3, 4.
We take you now to Kick Vanny's, a gymnasium in downtown Washington, where men are doing some physical exercise and a young man walks in for a rubdown.
Yeah. Excuse me, sir.
Oh, customer.
I'm all tuckered out. I need a rub down.
Yeah, you look kind of tuckered out there, boy. Hop up on this table.
All right, sir. I'll just give me a nice relaxing rub down my head. Thank you very much.
Yeah, let's check your muscle tone here.
Thank you. I guess you get kind of tired of working on people every day, don't you?
Oh, not really. I kind of enjoy it.
Everybody comes in here with a different type of a health problem in this store.
Oh, that feels real good.
Does it? What do you do for...
Let me rub your arms down.
Entertainment all day.
Well, when I get home at the end of a busy day, I usually turn on the radio.
I love radio myself. I always catch the nice music.
How's it feel?
It feels wonderful. Yeah, radio is a wonderful companion. I think radio
certainly is
a mighty friendly thing.
It used to be.
Used to be? What do you mean?
Didn't anymore.
You don't like music?
I like music, but I don't like that kind of entertainment I get on the radio. The other day,
what do you mean? What do you mean?
I heard two supposed comedians call themselves the Joy Boys. I'd like to get my hands on those guys.
Don't take it out on me. I mean, I'm not one of them.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Joy Boys program for Tuesday night. This is Ed Walker here.
Willard Scott over here, back behind the console, the very effervescent George Brewington.
Come on, Roland. Mommy needs a new pair of shoes.
Very exciting Arthur Page over there, fixing the schedule.
Yeah, let's see, if I fix it this way, I can have a two-hour lunch break.
And over there, back behind the big Ampex tape recorder, the stereo, the very alert, ever-watchful, keen, piercing... Jeff Donnelly. He does the Al Ross show. Jeff. Jeff does the Al Ross show in the morning, and Ross does Jeff in the afternoon.
And you can tell he's a little tired.
They've been doing each other for years there.
Well, what do we have coming up on the program here?
Today it looks pretty sparkling. We will take you to WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia.
Good.
For some exciting, authentic country and Western music.
Taking and singing.
We'll also go through the NBC halls. And a lot of people in Washington this week for the Cherry Blossoms visit with some of the nice people who are visiting with us.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park will ride out of the West. Have we an award?
Yes, today? We have an award today. The American Trucking Association have just voted the Joy Boys the two biggest loads in radio.
That's what I call pizza. George, would you put the dice down? And the water faucet's dripping again. Would you go out and fix this?
Hey, Henry Mancini, and that's called Raindrops in Rio for all of our folks that like Latin American music there.
Hey.
I'm glad you enjoyed it.
How are you?
Now we continue. Are we ready?
Oh, it's time, you know, from time to time, for the benefit of those of you who like good music, we switch to you on this station a little presentation called the WWVO Seagram's West Virginia Highlights. This is one of the big folk...
late night program. A lot of people aren't up to hear it.
Country and Western music, that's right, it's big.
We tape it.
And so we just tape it, and with their permission, of course, play it back.
Ready?
We switch you now by remote control to Seagram's, West Virginia.
From the country music capital of the world, WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia, time for the all-night jamboree. This is old Hoot Moore and my brother Noah over there. We're going to be picking and singing for the next 5.5 hours, so you come on and join us, will you, boys?
Oh, now take it with the right away. I get myself in a perfect fine. I hit you with a great big sign. But you're going to the roll line. Let's go to this right away. Service full of RCA. Here we're going to go to right away.
Fans and friends and neighbors, how do you do? Just so proud to be here. Awful glad to have you with us again. I don't know what we're going to do.
I don't either. What are we going to do?
I don't think we had a rehearsal.
Oh, we ought to get a rehearsal time on this program.
Do good over here.
We got
fade the music
things
down just a hair there, will you?
Fader
Cuthbert,
down.
Cuthbert, our engineer, he just got out of the service. He's a little nervous, but he's awful glad to be back. Take your dog tags off. There you go. Friends and neighbors, want to do a little public service note here in the news. They're having a skunk roast out at Smiley Moore's old gasoline station on Route 17 next Saturday night. You want to tell them how to get there?
Well, that's very easy to get out there if you want to go to the skunk roast. You just go to Route 755, and you turn right, go about 2 miles down the road.
I don't think there's any real reason to tell them how to get there.
Why not?
With skunk roast, I think
you just follow your nose, friend. You can't miss it. Yes, sir. Now,
don't forget the first quarter hour of our all-night jamboree is brought to you by Big Gap Prefab, the greatest name in shell home. Want to tell them a little
bit? Big Gap, is that the name of the folks?
No, that's what's in the middle of the house. A big gap, you feel it?
That's a good one. That's a good one. I'll tell you, that's a good one. Now, we want to tell you about these prefab homes, friends. They're wonderful. Now, what you get there for this low price, $750, you get...
No, instead, tell them this is the shell, a complete erection of the shell.
Oh, that's right. You get a ceiling and a floor and four walls. And you can do whatever what you want to with it there. And it's just your own little shell. But in it, it's got a kitchen, got 3 bedrooms, a living room, a basement.
And a bathroom that's out of this world.
Well, I don't think it's quite out of this world. No, it's just
back behind the barn about a half a yard.
Yes.
You'll love this. Don't forget, why don't you send $759 to Big Gap, WWVO in Seagram's, West Virginia, and we'll send you the blueprints plus 115 boards, and you can start
you
working.
Just start working
first
on it. Right
you get there.
I tell you, I think it's friends and neighbors, the old clock on the wall just fell off. I guess that means something, don't it? Yeah.
We got one more request before we get out of here. All the kids over at Big Gap High School have requested Beethoven's Piano Concerto.
Now wait just a minute. I told them they should never put up that high school in this town. Them kids are getting too educated.
Smart, they're going to run us right out of town. Chugga Buggers Ball, thank you all for listening. Don't forget, the WWBO Seagram Jamboree Singers are going to be down at Manassas Courthouse tomorrow.
They're not entertaining them there because they got hauled in last night.
That's something about a parking ticket. Don't forget, get care. See you later, folks. Bye-bye, Seagram.
Well, that's Miss Eve Boswell and the song It's Been a Long, Long Time. The Joy Boys program for Tuesday evening with Scott and Walker.
Here. Normally we have an audience in the studio, but our audience got locked up. It's a traveling group that we pay, professional clappers, and we pay them to come by, but they had a little trouble with the law.
That's right.
They couldn't make it.
Would you hurry on out in the hall now so I can introduce you? Willard is going out to interview some of the passers-by. Of course, this is the Cherry Blossom Festival open today in Washington, so we are bound to have a goodly number of people visiting us in the corridor. So we switch you to Willard Scott in the halls of NBC.
Art Scott in the halls of NBC, and we're touring here to visit with some of the people. Pardon me. We're playing Kick the Can, and I think, son, would you not kick that
can? I'm sorry.
Don't kick the can.
Okay,
Adam, get your boy in.
Come here, Junior.
Okay. We like to talk to all the people that are here. Here's a very handsome gentleman with a bow tie on, with his new spring colors, and you are Mr.
Thaddeus Fink.
Fink?
Yes.
Very good, and welcome to our little show here. Are you visiting from out of town?
Yes, I am visiting from out of town.
You're from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Pennsylvania, that's
where you a little sticker that's on your...
On my lapel.
Labor that's... label that's on your lapel.
That's right.
And what do you do for a living?
Well, I am a labor label licker.
Wait, what?
A labor label licker.
You lick...
Labels that signify that a product was made with union labor. I'm the labor label licker.
In other words, all these little stickers...
Whenever you buy something, it's... that's correct. And it has that label on there. I licked it.
Union made. You are the guy that licks the labels.
Licks the labels.
So you are a professional labor licker.
Well, you had it closed.
Yes. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you, Mr. Loose Liver.
Fine. Where can I get a drink of water? My tongue is dry. I licked 2 million labels last week.
Upstairs on the third floor. I'll need water. Come on over here for just a second. Here's another very charming... actually, looks like an Oriental gentleman with his wife. And the lady has a very beautiful kimono on. And her husband is wearing a smile.
Oh, yes.
I believe, according to your card, Mr. Moruku Momo.
That's right, yes. Moruku Momo.
And you are?
I am from, of course, visiting in this country from Japan.
You are Japanese.
That is
your wife is also.
That's right. My wife, a very lovely lady, I think. She's 3'5".
Very dainty and petite.
Looked like Hasek.
I thought she was a Hasek.
What do you say? Oh, that's all I saw. I said it this way.
You do?
Oh, yes, sorry. I saw it.
You forgot to mention she's expert at judo.
She's got quite a grip on her when I shook her hand there.
Oh, no, she checked out at a train station.
I ought to see her suit,
please. Oh.
Yes. Mr.
Maruku.
That's a Maruku move.
Yes.
What are you doing in town?
We're visiting to see a Japanese cherry tree. We heard about them in our country, and we have never had the opportunity to see what our country gives to your country.
Have you ever seen a cherry tree before?
Oh, no. No. We're visiting to see Japanese cherry tree in Washington.
Well, I hope you enjoy yourself.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Mr. Maruku.
Thank you, Willard. I have the mic over here now, and I see there's a gentleman and his apparently his wife coming down.
How do you do?
How do you do?
And hello, this is my husband.
There you go.
How do you do?
And what is your name, sir?
My name is Hepatica. Herman Hepatica. And this is my wife, Sal.
Sal Hepatica.
You certainly have the smile of health there, yes. Dear, I must say.
Yes, well, he's got the smile of, what's the other
beauty.
One? Yeah, beauty.
Tell me, Sal, what brings you to our studios?
Well, we're from Dubuque, Iowa.
From Dubuque.
Used to get a laugh on radio.
Dubuque, Iowa.
And we're just visiting the city during the cherry blossom.
How did you happen to pick Washington to visit from Dubuque?
That's where they have the Washington Cherry Blossom Festival.
Oh, well, that is a good reason, yes.
We went to the Philadelphia Cherry Blossom Festival last year, and it was a complete loss.
I see.
We didn't get
you, anything else that brings you around? Anything you want to say? Or?
Well, nothing. You're supposed to ask me what I do back home.
Oh, I knew there was something here. Yeah, thank you for prompting me. Yeah. What do you do back home?
My husband was the flypaper czar of the United States.
The flypaper czar?
That's right. You want to tell him?
Well, that's right. I used to make flypaper, and we had a good thing going there for a while. But then, of course, with the advent of fly swatters and aerosol bombs...
It
sort of has killed my business. I'll tell you, this flypaper thing.
It's a rather sticky subject
yes,
with us.
You got to stick to it, and I did for years, but there's just no market for flypaper anymore. So we're sort of, we're flinging our wild oats, you know.
That's right. Husband and I are so glad to be here. Thank you for interviewing
Thank
us.
Thank you for coming by.
Is that a fly sweater I see over
Yes,
here?
It is.
Get out of there.
I think we've just about done it in the halls of NBC, so let's switch back to our studio for some music. What do you say?
Yo-ho.
Yo-ho. Yo-ho. There you have the Brothers Four. And that's called the Eddie Stone Light.
I thought it was the Yo-Ho song. Huh?
It's almost that. This is the Joy Boys program, heard by our armed forces overseas and everywhere else.
We should ask you across the world, if you're listening to this show at all, please to send us a little acknowledgement, because they don't believe it.
We received a couple of acknowledgements, but they went off before they got to the station. And
they acknowledged each other, but that's it. So if you could, send it to WRC Washington, D.C., in case you're listening. We'd like to know who's out there listening in the world.
Yeah, who is nervy? That's what we want to know.
Ready? Ready, stand by.
And now, the National Broadcasting Company presents The Adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park.
Ooh-wee.
Ouch!
Robin Hood, riding through the glen. Robin Hood, Robin Hood, with his band of men. Feared by the bad, loved by the good. Robin Hood.
Siegfried, the greatest name in lines, bring you the exciting adventures of Robin Hood of Rock Creek Park, the story of that fiery character of old America. As our story opens, today's exciting episode is entitled The Olympic Games. It's a nice, brisk day out in Rock Creek Park. As our story opens, we find Robin Hood and his band of merry men pulling up with their horses.
Oh, ho and ho, dismount, men.
Little John, will you get off that horse, please?
I can't, Robin.
Here, I'll help you down.
Thank you, Robin.
Now, men, I've called you here for a very special purpose today.
Aye, Robin. Aye, Robin. Aye, Robin.
As you know, the Cherry Blossom Festival begins today in Washington, right?
Sorry, you lost, Robin, being the queen of the cherry blossoms. We tried to get you in, but...
Yes, I know. That's a touchy subject, and that's why I've called you all here. I appreciate your efforts on my behalf, but for some reason they did not choose me as the cherry blossom queen.
Aye, we love you, Robin. Robin.
That's very... It's nice to have that vote of confidence. But, men, what we're going to do is hold our own festival. We don't need them.
They don't need us.
Hi, Robin. Hi, Robin. Hi, Robin.
What are we gonna do? We're going to do is hold our own Olympic Games. And whoever is the champion, the greatest athlete, will be King of Rock Creek Park. The first athletic event on the agenda, as I have written it down here, men, is the horseshoe throwing contest.
Excellent, Robin. I see a champion horseshoe thrower.
I was pretty good myself, Robin.
All right, who would be the first to challenge, Friotuck?
I'll be first.
Little John.
I want to be first.
Little John,
I want to be loved with inspiration. I'll be first.
All right. Is that all right with you, Friotuck?
I guess so.
You think you can beat Little John, do you, Friotuck?
I know I can with one hand tied behind me.
All right, Little John, come here.
Yes, Robin.
Now, here is the circle over there. What you have to do is to throw the horseshoe in the center of the circle. If you can get a ringer...
All right, I'll help him out here, all right?
No, don't help him. Don't let him. Let him do it.
I'll get the horseshoe, okay?
All right. I told you you couldn't lift it, Little John. It's too...
Here it goes! We got to find out some new way to pitch horseshoes, Robin.
Little John, you're supposed to remove the shoe from the horse.
It was so heavy, I couldn't get good aim. That's my problem.
Hey, you didn't even take the shoe off the horse. This program came to you transcribed from the Stone House just off Tenley Street in Rock Creek Park, USA.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio.
Well, we've just about boiled another one to death, so let's turn off the burner here. Until tomorrow, then, this is Ed Walker.
Well, it's Scott here thanking Jeff Donnelly, Georgie Brunden, Arthur Page. Here's Charlie Stafford, who says...
This program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas, much to my dismay.
Get well, Ray Michael.
Yes, Ray.
Forget Ray Michael.
No, I'm well.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
More people listen to the Joy Boys on NBC Radio than any other show.
Yeah, that'll be the day.
WRC and WRC FM in Washington. Stay tuned for Morgan Beatty with News of the World next. Eastern Time, 7:30.
This is Morgan Beatty bringing you News of the World.
In case you're wondering, we have a little humor going on. But this is, you remember the old radio shows where they used to get the audience to laugh when they come on the air and you'd hear them laughing? We try that here, and it just doesn't work.
They laugh when we go off the air.
Yeah. Well, they applaud and everything.
Crazy yelling and screaming. Yeah.
Not now, Bob.
Cheering and yelling. This is another big Joy Boys show today, Eddie, and it looks to be one of the most interesting shows we've ever done.
I think we're going to have a very interesting group. Willard?
Hmm?
Was it something you ate, or what was that?
No, the sound effects, a battery burned out of the sound effects phone. I had to, you know.
Oh, that's supposed to be a buzzer?
Supposed to be a telephone.
I see. Well, answer the phone,
will you?
Okay. Yes.
Who is it?
Okay, switchboard operator. Mm. All right, dear. Send him down.
Yeah.
Okay. What's it buzzing again for?
Well, you know, when you put a phone down, sometimes
there's a record man up in the lobby who's promoting some new records. I hate to see him while we're on the air, but I guess it's the only time we can do it.
Okay, well, play the theme, and maybe he'll be here.
Okay, fine.
The Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
Well, here it is. Time for the Joy Boys program.
That's right.
For Wednesday night.
We have an award here, Eddie.
What is it? I can hardly
wait. The D.C. Medical Society just voted you and me the two toughest pills to swallow in radio.
Well, that's...
I thought I'd get it out before I forgot it.
What skits do we have coming up?
The program's called The Joy Boys.
Oh, I forgot.
That worries you.
Yeah,
and,
it does.
The skits tonight are really a riot. We have on our program this evening, we're going to have a man who's going to give a chalk talk.
That ought to be a lot of fun.
And for the benefit of those
on radio, he's going to give a chalk talk.
I don't plan them, Jack. I just carry them out. Right. Program department signs up these creeps, and we got to get our money's worth. For those of you who haven't filled in your income tax yet, shame on you.
Yeah.
We have a man from the Infernal Revenue who's going to be down here.
And finally?
And finally, the Yellow Ghost.
In case you're wondering, all the interviews on this program are Patty Cavan rejects. I think we might just get that.
Right, with the seal of approval. There's a seal approving him. The door opens. Won't you come in, sir?
Yeah, hello. Is this the Scott and Walker Show?
Eddie, doesn't that guy look familiar to you?
Yeah.
Pardon me, sir, but haven't we seen you before?
This could possibly be. I've been on radio for 26 years.
Are you Father...
Fenley.
Father Barber of One Man's Family.
That's right.
The operator said there was a record distributor to see us in.
Well, that's what I'm in the business now of, promoting records to the various radio stations.
Well, Father Barber, it's a pleasure to have you here.
If I sit down for a moment.
Oh, certainly. Have a seat over here, sir. Well,
thank you very much, sir.
Would you grant us an interview, sir?
Why, certainly, sir. I have a wonderful release here by the Monotones on the Rank label.
Wait a minute.
I think it's going to be a real swinger.
Wait a minute, Father Barber.
Breaking in Dubuque already. Yeah.
These are rock and roll.
Hoboken promises it'll sell a million of them.
These are rock and roll records, and we don't play these.
Well, I know, but I cater to the new Scream and some of the...
Oh, let me see the envelope here.
You are, sir.
Oh, you want the new Scream. That's over in Arlington. This is
well, I thought that I was affiliated with NBC for so many years that possibly you might do me a little favor and promote the records. Times have been rather tough, you know.
Well, we'll give them a listen after the show. And hey, whatever happened, you know, the show, your team sort of fell apart there after 26 years.
That's right, isn't it?
About 2 years ago, didn't it?
That's correct.
Where's Fanny now?
Fanny is taking in sewing. You know, she has that beautiful sewing room, mm-hmm. and she's working there making clothes.
Where's she working now?
Well, she's working out in California. Mm-hmm. Claudia is working on the Tommy Bartlett farm, a boat farm down in Florida.
Conducting tours,
yeah.
How about Paul?
Paul is still bumming around at the top of the house. I don't know what he does up there.
What about the house on Seacliff Drive?
We had to sell that, yeah. Too big a house to keep up. We had to let the help go.
Well, this is a nice surprise.
I think he is back in reform school again.
Gee whiz. It really is.
Boy, is incorrigible.
Well, Father Barber, it's really interesting to chat with you.
I must say, if you'd play the record, I'd be eternally grateful to you.
Leave the sides here and we'll do what we can.
This is what?
The sides.
Oh, yeah.
The sides of the record.
All right. Thanks.
Father Barber on the Joy Boys.
So long.
We welcome to our WRC microphone a gentleman who has a most unusual hobby and a very interesting occupation. It's sort of a dying art, is. And this gentleman is going to set up his blackboard. He's studying it over there now.
Careful.
This is Mr. O'Roy, and you are?
A chalk talker.
Mr. O'Roy the chalk talker.
That's right, O'Roy the chalk talker. A chalk talker. A talk you know what I mean.
Chalk talker.
Yeah, that's right.
What is the O for?
O means Oliver.
Oliver Roy Chalk Talker.
That's correct.
Well, it certainly is good to have you on the show. And like I said earlier, boy, chalk talking is sort of a dying art, is it not?
That's correct. There are not many people doing chalk talks anymore.
Maybe with modern television and modern video displays and slide projectors.
True.
Chalk talking is taking a back seat.
Very true, but I like to see it continue because I think it is the most informative media. And that's why I'm here today.
Could you give us a little bit of your background, Mr. O'Roy?
Yes, of course. I was with the National Geographic for years.
And you left because of retirement?
No, they fired me. They got wise.
Where else have you appeared? Working in magazines?
For a while, I did Time.
Time Magazine?
No, I did Time at San Quentin.
Oh.
Check forging bit there.
Too bad. A little too much chalk talking.
And I was with Sears and Roebuck for a while, but I gave Roebuck top billing, and they let me go.
That's too bad. Well, those occupations... Occupational hazards, I imagine, as a chalk talker, can be occupational hazards.
Yes, they can. They can.
Well, you're going to give us a little demonstration, are you?
This afternoon, I'd like to talk about how to skin a rabbit And I'd like to talk to all you rabbit skinning fanciers all over America today.
Our subject is rabbit skinning.
That's correct.
You're going to give us a chalk talk on rabbit skinning?
The blackboard is set up, I assume, here.
Yes, right here's the blackboard.
I have a hand microphone. Okay. I'll be walking. Thank you very much.
Your lavalier on here.
Now then, rabbit skinners, first thing I must do...
You're addressing the chalkboard, aren't you?
Yes, I must first make an outline, a drawing of the rabbit before he is skinned. Now, he'll bear with me here.
Don't leave you that chalk, will you, Mr. Elroy?
Now, he's got to be done.
Yeah, okay.
Now, let me just put the back leg on there.
Would you please?
I'm sorry. There you are.
That's a little easy there.
Now then, the first thing we must do, we've got the rabbit drawn on the board. The next thing we must do is to show how we make the incision to get the skin off of the rabbit. Now we draw this.
A knife blade now.
Right there.
Take it easy.
Now you have a slight idea of... how the rabbit looks.
Which way do you pull the skin? From the head first or back?
I think it's from the sideways.
Sideways?
Yeah, I'll
show it.
Draw that on there. Scott, we got to have this blackboard in here for the Frank Forrester Weather Show on television.
We're doing a demonstration on radio.
Can't take this board away. I'm sorry, but it's the sole sponsored show. Take it away, fellas.
Hey,
but my chalk talk, you can't...
Oh, boy, why don't you go with them?
Chalk talk.
Go
with
them, all right.
No,
Ladies and gentlemen, as you know, it won't be too long now before income tax must be filed. It's getting near the deadline, and so as a public service, WRC Radio is presenting an informal and chatty discussion with a tax authority and a tax expert. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Max Skinner of the Internal Revenue Bureau.
Good afternoon, folks. This is Max with the facts on the tax, and true to my name, we're going to skin you. Believe me, we'll fix you up good and proper.
Mr. Skinner, you've been with the Internal Revenue Bureau for quite a number of years.
That's right, Willard. Can I just put my forms down here on the...
What form is this here?
Well, now, we have lots of little aids in helping you fix up your income tax. So first of all, here is the short form. Now, this is the form that you fill out if you feel that you don't have too many exemptions and you just want to take the standard 10% allotment given by the government. Now, that's a simple one to fill out. And of course, the one of the most popular is this one here, the form 1040.
1040.
This is the long form, as they call it. And this is the form where you list all of your exemptions and your deductions, your interest rates, your taxes, your payments, union dues, and things like that, you see.
Well, I'm sure most people are interested in things that they can take off of their income tax to save them money. So could you list a few things briefly for us and show us how we can, like in our business and radio, we take off phonograph records and we have entertainment expenses that we have to, by the nature of our business.
That's right.
The blue book over here.
Yes, there's a blue book here that lists the various things and various under occupations. You'll find the various things that you can deduct from your income.
Quite an interesting little book.
This book has a preface in there by Bing Crosby, you might be interested. It's called Governments I Have Supported.
Well, I see on page 85.
Yes.
Right.
Now then, of course, there are a few little basic things like $600 for each dependent that you have, and the interest that you pay on property or on homes, your union dues, as I pointed out. These are all tax deductible. And expenditures that you put out for necessary things for your business, you see. These are all tax deductible.
Could you explain column A of paragraph 2? That's the one concerning the deduction of expenses that you incur during the year. Would you tell us just briefly how you can avoid the possibility?
Well, you've got to consider the outgoes and the incomes.
This is important.
And, yes, you've got to figure...
Would you say the outgoes are more important than the incomes?
Well, yes, because if you... actually, you've got to have enough income to pay the outgo. Well, if you don't, you're in trouble.
No.
Remember, that great Chinese philosopher Long Form once said, he who does not pay his taxes sometimes gets hit with the axes, you see.
He said that.
Yes, he did, and he was so right. I think he wrote that when he was in Leavenworth there for a little tax charge. And...
Do you find much fraud in taxes?
Much fraud?
Fraud in taxes.
Well, I don't know. There's people try it, but of course they don't get away with it too much. No point in trying to be fraudulent about this thing.
Recently there was an article in the newspaper where a man used his dog as an exemption, listed the dog as his son. Now, people that have parakeets and dogs and goldfish, this, of course, is not cricket.
Well, the only deduction I can figure with a dog is if you want to have the dog pay a poll tax or something like that.
A dog could reasonably afford.
And there you are. But I don't think that you really have too much to worry about. After all, I hope these little explanations have helped you. And you still have about 30 days to get your tax written up and sent into the Internal Revenue
Department.
Pardon?
You have what? What'd you say?
Well, your taxes are due, of course, on May the 15th, and everything...
Mr. Skinner.
Huh?
Tonight, midnight, April 15th is the deadline.
Tonight?
Tonight.
Holy smoke, I haven't even... Give me that phone. Oh, my goodness, I haven't even started on my taxes. I got to call my CPA. I never could understand these complicated forms. Now, I can't figure out what's the outgo
please,
and the income.
Please,
and the... Joe?
Stop frothing at the mouth, Mr. Skinner. The National Broadcasting Company presents... The true dramatized stories and life of Major John Mose Nosby and the Yellow Ghost.
We got our men from the mountains, from the backwoods, from the plains, from MCA and other places. Both Rebs and Yankee strangers, they called us Nosby's Rangers. Both North and South, they knew our fame. Yellow Ghost is what they called me, but I just can't remember my name.
The year was 1862. Major John Singleton Nosby and his sidekick, Charlie Schwartz, were out on reconnaissance somewhere in the southern Pennsylvania hills. As our story opens, we hear the major say to his sergeant,
Sergeant, we've been riding now for many hours. It's kind of a long, tedious journey, isn't it?
Why, Georgie, Sergeant, I'm getting kind of tired.
No, you're a sergeant. I'm a major.
Sorry, Major.
Remember my rank.
You sure are a rank, Major. Well, we just returned from a very successful panty raid on the Union Army. Quite
yes,
a psychological blow.
The psychological warfare involved in that was quite great, wasn't it?
I think we were sensational, Major.
Now, let's see. It's not this street here.
We're on a secret mission, direct orders from Robert E. Lee.
That's right, Sergeant. Let's see. It's not this street here.
Let's see. There's... I'll flash my lantern over there. That's 421. Is that it?
I think that's it, Sergeant.
421 is it. That's what the secret papers from Richmond say.
This is Gettysburg, isn't it?
It sure is.
Then 421 must be Lincoln's Gettysburg address.
Son of a gun, Major. We found it.
Both North and South, they knew our fame. The Yellow Ghost is what they called me. And, oh yes, Chicken Little was my name.
We chase electrons to and fro. We are the joy boys of radio. We chase electrons to and fro.
You have the Joy Boys for Wednesday night. This is Ed Walker here.
By the time, it's really flown by, hasn't it?
Hey, enjoy the program, boys.
Thank you, Father Barber, for doing your guest shout on our show.
We'll be with you here.
We'll play your rock and roll records next week.
Thank you very much.
Thanks to George. Thanks to Art.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bobby. Charlie Stafford says,
this program has been selected to be heard by our armed forces overseas.
We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro. We are the Joy Boys of radio. We take electrons to and fro.
Dick Temple and Bozo the Clown have a tug of war tonight on NBC to see which jerk wins.
I warned him, didn't I?